This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. In Afghanistan, the search continues for Osama bin Laden, Mullah Mohammed Omar, and other top Taliban and al-Qaeda figures. U.S. forces are sealing off possible escape routes around Kandahar and bombarding caves and hideouts in the Tora Bora region. Among the Afghans themselves, various factions are vying for power. In the former Taliban heartland of southern Afghanistan, flags bearing the arms of former Afghan king Zahir Shah are now appearing. And different factions are vying for control of Kandahar and the border town of Spin Boldak. NPR's Sarah Chase is following developments from Chaman on the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. Sarah, tell us about the differences between these tribal leaders in Kandahar and the fallout from those differences.
Well, essentially, it seems like one of them got left out of the negotiating process that led to the Taliban surrender. You know, there had been opposition forces moving down toward Kandahar from the north and up from the south. And it's the southern group that was kind of sidelined in the settlement. And the leader of that group, whose name is Gul Agha Shirzai, has just moved his people into town. He's a former mayor of Kandahar, and he was quite miffed at not being included in. One point to note is that several of these, including this gentleman Shirzai, have rather unsavory reputations. He was known to have been one of the commanders that partook in plunder and murder in the post-Soviet withdrawal period, the kind of chaotic period down here. Another is a large opium smuggler, and another who also has ties to the Taliban, and another is believed to be quite close to the Taliban.
Is Kandahar the only place where conflict has broken out in the wake of the Taliban surrender?
Hardly. Spin Boldak was another of the last towns they gave up. It's right on the border, just a couple of miles from here. And there are two rival tribes that control the cross-border region and therefore cross-border smuggling. And they are in a sort of teeth-bared coalition together. And there are talks underway there also to try to settle that.
Well, what about the issue of foreign Taliban fighters and top Taliban commanders? Has this local disagreement pushed those issues off the front burner?
At least as far as the Afghans are concerned, it certainly seems so. Every time I ask somebody, you know, does anyone know where the Arabs are who were entrenched at the airport, for example, just south of Kandahar, almost everyone sort of shrugs their shoulders and, you know, says no information on that, almost as though they don't care. Now, I did see today on the road coming down from the Afghan border, at least three ranking Taliban officials, you can tell by the kind of turbans they wear, driving down in shiny SUVs without having been disturbed in any way. I also saw a large truck loaded with new-looking automatic weapons. So it's clear that some of them are crossing the border into Pakistan in spite of the Pakistani government's insistence that it has helicopters in the air and has tightened security in the border region.
NPR Sarah Chase in Chaman on the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Lisa.